This is Vatican Radio. The president of the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers is drawing attention to the suffering of people with leprosy. In a message for the 60th World Leprosy Day marked this Sunday, Archbishop Zygmunt Zamowski describes Hansen's disease, another name for leprosy, as an ancient evil characterized by suffering, social exclusion, and poverty. In his message, he calls on all Christians and people of goodwill to increase their efforts to reintegrate into society those suffering from leprosy and their families. The World Health Organization says some 220,000 men, women, and children contracted Hansen's disease in 2011 alone, many reported in advanced stages of the crippling illness. Despite international and non-governmental efforts to curb the disease, the Archbishop says access to diagnostic facilities, training, and prevention in at-risk communities is lacking. Leprosy, the Archbishop reminds us, is just one of many scourges such as dengue fever, sleeping sickness, and other deadly diseases which in developing nations cause hundreds of thousands to die or remain severely disabled each year. Raising awareness about health risks, proper sanitation, and health care, the prelate noted, will help change these sad statistics. This year of faith, writes the Archbishop, offers a new favorable opportunity to enhance the service of charity, to each be the Good Samaritan, bringing aid and comfort to the sick, for children, and most marginalized. Recalling Saints Damien and Mariana from the leper community on the island of Molokai, Archbishop Zamowski says victims are also called to become advocates of the prevention and spread of the disease and the social reintegration of others. I'm Tracy McClure.